The success story of the Impressionists cannot be told without including the art dealer who staked his family business on a risky dive into a new way of painting. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
Famous collector Albert Barnes was just a toddler in the 1870s when the official French arbiters of fine art maligned the aggressive colors and ill-defined figures of the Impressionists. But the instincts of 40-something dealer Paul Durand-Ruel propelled him to stockpile and provide financial support for the creations of Manet, Degas, and others, and eventually the tide turned. There are Philadelphia links in this tale of reversal, says Philadelphia Museum of Art curator Jennifer Thompson.
Philadelphians had been visiting Durand-Ruel's gallery from the 1860s onwards. So in 1866, a Philadelphia merchant by the name of Adolphe Bory entered Durand-Ruel's gallery and started buying works from him. He's not buying the Impressionists, he's buying precursors.
His trip spurred other Philadelphians to the Paris gallery, but their business had dried up by the time American artist Mary Cassatt, then living in Paris, started buying Impressionist canvases and sending them to her brother Alexander.
They come to Philadelphia, and the whole Cassatt family is really worried about what Philadelphians are going to think of these eccentric paintings.
But in fact, Philadelphians started going to Paris to buy more from the overstocked dealer.
And that's, I think, one of the things that encourages Durand-Ruel in 1883 and in 1886 to come to America, is that he knows he has a core of Philadelphia collectors, and maybe he can find a core of other collectors maybe in New York and in Chicago and elsewhere.
Durand-Ruel died in 1922 at age 90, successful in a lifelong belief in this modern way of painting, and the chief shepherd of its journey to the museums and galleries for all to see today.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.